This is your Concordia All Sports Leader, Koopski, brought to you by the Stellar. Welcome back, everybody. My name's Eric Cumley. We're back for another week of Concordia Athletics. We had a great week. You know, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, you know. But we're going to get through it. And we're going to start off, as we always do, with men's basketball. Men's basketball played a great game against Hastings University. They defeated Hastings 82-68. And Gage Smith was the absolute best player on the court. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He had 28 total points, 11 rebounds. He had a double-double right there, right off the bat. And we had another Concordia Bulldog with a double-double. Noah Shute grabbed one. He had 16 points and 11 rebounds as well. So both of them really contributed greatly to this win. And Carter Kent, you know, we usually talk about him. He's scored 19 points in the last five games, I believe. But this game, he kind of just let Gage Smith deal with it. He gave Gage Smith the game, and Gage Smith took off. And Carter Kent, he only scored 8 points this game. It's hard to be consistent, that consistent, every single game. So it's not a bad thing at all. Hastings was 1-13 in the GPAC. It's okay to have a down game, especially against the worst team in the GPAC right now. But it was just great to see Gage Smith and Noah Shute with that combination and how well they were doing. Because usually it's Carter Kent and Gage Smith, but it was nice to see a different face. AJ Watson also had a great game. He had 13 total points. And overall, just Concordia, they really dominated. However, it wasn't a blowout win. It looked like it at first. In the first half, Concordia was winning 18-3 the first 9 minutes of the game. By the end of the half, it was 40-19. It was not a close game at all. We kind of took our foot off the gas, you know? Hastings brought the game within four with 5 minutes left. That was the closest they had gotten. And like I said, the second half, they really turned it on. And they brought it within four. They could have had a chance to win the game. And 5 minutes left, Hastings took a timeout. And Coach Limbeck, I asked him, he basically just said, they want to play now. And do we want to play? Are we going to finish this game, or are we just going to let them make a comeback? And Concordia responded very well after that timeout. They ran away with it. At the timeout, it was 65-61 Concordia. The final score, as you could see, was 82-68. And those last 5 minutes, we did not let them get close at all. So it was just a great way to see them respond after a potential comeback, really. I mean, this would have been a huge upset, Hastings beating Concordia, as Concordia is right now second in the GPAC. They are 11-4 in the GPAC, 18-5 overall. Not quite in the top 25. We fell out a little bit. We are still receiving votes, but not quite there. Briarcliff is leading the GPAC at an overall record of 15-7. 11-3 in the GPAC, and they're sitting at 25 overall in the national rankings. So they're right in front of us. We're right behind them. It's just real close. Next up for Concordia, we will go to Fremont, Nebraska to face Midland University on February 2nd at 7:45 p.m. That's this Wednesday. That's actually tomorrow. And then this weekend, they will host Dort University on February 5th at 3:45 p.m. Both of those great games should be great games. Midland right now is 5-10 in the GPAC, 14-11 overall. Dort is 8-6 in the GPAC, 16-7 overall. We should very well win those games pretty dominantly, just like how we did in the first half against Hastings, but we just can't let our foot off the gas. That was any other team besides Hastings, that might have been a different outcome with how much momentum they got and how much we just kind of lied back and let them come back. But we were able to turn it back on, so that's the important thing right now. Moving on to women's basketball, I could not say the same thing about them. It was just not a good game. We are on a four-game losing streak. We lost to Hastings 68-60, and we were leading the entire game, really. I mean, at the end of the first quarter, it was 14-14. And then by halftime, we were winning 28-26. And then at the end of the third quarter, it was 46-42, and we just couldn't finish it. I mean, it's tough to see. And yeah, we were leading most of the game, but we were barely leading. We were barely hanging on. It just was not enough. Players of the game were Tayshia Rushton. She scored 22 points, And Taylor Farrow is getting on the board herself. She scored 17 points. She went 5-for-7 from the three-point range and 5-for-7 from the field. She was draining threes, especially in the first half. She went 3-for-3 at one point. She really dominated, and she was on her game. She got hot, and Coach Olson knew that and kept her in the game, and she ended up scoring 17 points. She had a great game. Riley Pauley, she had a good game. She had a good defensive game. She had 10 rebounds. 6 of them were on defense, 4 were on offense. But other than those players, not much was said. I mean, nobody else scored double digits. The next closest was Riley Pauley with 6 points. I mean, it was a tough one. It was a very tough one. We should not have lost that game. We really shouldn't have lost any of these last 4. But our women's are in a very big slump right now. Hastings was 7-9 in the GPAC, 11-11 overall. Right now we're sitting at 23rd. We are sitting at 23rd in the nation, 9-7 in the GPAC, 12-10 overall. We're in a slump, and we need to figure out and get back to our roots and just get out of it. That's all you can really say, is just get our minds right, get on to the next one. And that next one will be also Midland University on February 2nd at Fremont, Nebraska. That game starts at 6:45 p.m. And then this Saturday, they come home, just like the guys, and face Dort University on February 5th at 2 p.m. inside Friedrich Arena. Right now, like I said, we're 23rd in the nation, but we are 7th in the GPAC. And there are 2 teams in the GPAC that aren't even receiving votes that are ahead of us right now. Just because, like I said, we've been on a 4-game losing streak, and we got to get out of this slump. Midland, our next opponent, is 4-12 in the GPAC, 8-15 overall. And Dort, that's going to be a tough game. We need to get right with Midland, get our minds right, and have a good game there so we can go into Dort and just... So Dort comes into our house when we're on a high note. Because if Dort comes into our house and when we're on a 5-game losing streak, it's not going to be a good game for us. Dort right now is receiving votes. They are 11-5 in the GPAC, 18-6 overall. They are 3rd in the GPAC. They are a good team. And we can't go into that game in our own heads, really, on a 5-game losing streak. We have to get right, and we really need to step it up against Midland and figure it out before Dort. As I said, the women's basketball team is ranked 23rd in the nation right now. Speaking of the nation, we have some more national qualifiers for track and field. We also have some runners and throwers who have re-qualified, just beating their old scores and times just from the last week. They're just getting better and better, and they're just advancing those placements. We also have 8 champions or winners of their events from the Bio Classic. Concordia went to the Fred Bio Classic this past weekend, and you know, they did very well. As I said, we had 8 winners of events, and we had 9 automatic national qualifiers and 3 new ones. But we're going to start off with those champions. The champions go in this order. The men's distant medley relay won that relay with a time of 10 minutes, 19.32 seconds. Those runners were Camden Cessna, Grant Lammers, Sam Platt, and Calvin Rode. Those guys were running so quick. That time was good enough to break the Furfield House record. They were flying everywhere. They broke the Field House record there. They won the event. And I'll just give you a sneak peek. They qualified for nationals with an automatic standard. Continuing on the event's champion side, the men's 4x400-meter relay won their event with a time of 3 minutes, 24.21 seconds. Those runners were Cade Kleckner, Jacob Jennings, Xavier Ross, and Mark Cook. Great job to those guys. They're just shy of the B standard, not quite there. But they won the event, so good job to them. Keeping on with the relay teams, the women's 4x400-meter relay won that event with a run of 4 minutes, 2.99 seconds. Those runners were Rachel Battishell, Trinity Tools, Jordan Kopeek, and Emily Losik. They clocked in at a B standard with that time. They're just shy of the A standard, but they're gonna get it. They're gonna get better, just like how so many of these athletes are getting better. We are done with the meter relays. Carrie Bauer won the 800 meters with a time of 2 minutes, 22.94 seconds. Riley Hecker, yet again, we are always talking about Riley Hecker. She won the 1,000 meters with a time of 2 minutes, 58.37 seconds. Erin Mapson won pole vault with a jump of 12 feet, 1.5 inches. JC Piffer won the 600 meters with a time of 1 minute, 40.61 seconds. And Sarah Ragland won weight throw with a throw of 57 feet even. Congratulations to all those champion winners and everyone who qualified for A standards and just shy of B standards, just shy of A standards. They'll get it. They're close. Moving on to more automatic national qualifiers. We had 3 new automatic national qualifiers and 7 repeats. The 3 new automatic qualifiers were the men's distant medley relay, as I already mentioned that, with a time of 10 minutes, 19.32 seconds. Camden Cessna, Grant Lammers, Sam Platt, and Calvin Rode were part of that team. Abigail Gerber qualified in the weight throw with a throw of 53 feet, 4.25 inch. That's a new one. That's awesome to see. That's another athlete in the weight throw qualifying for nationals. As you can see, I've mentioned this last week, we have a fantastic weight throwing team. And last but not least, the last new national automatic qualifier was Wyatt Loga in the high jump, jumping 6 feet, 8.25 inch. Congratulations to those new national automatic qualifiers. The repeats go as this. Andy Amos repeated in the weight throw, throwing 56 feet, 6.75 inches. Morgan DeJong in the weight throw with a throw of 55 feet, 9 inches. Riley Hecker in the 1,000 meters with a run of 2 minutes, 58.37 seconds. Erin Mapson in the pole vault with a jump of 12 feet, 1.5 inches. Sarah Ragland in the weight throw, throwing 57 even. And Chris Wren in the weight throw as well, throwing 63 feet, 7 inches. I mentioned this last week. I'm going to mention it again. This weight throwing team is something special. They have 5 automatic national qualifiers, 1 new automatic national qualifier, and the other 4, they just keep beating their scores and getting better and qualifying again and again. And I'm excited to see who else joins this historic club of weight throwers. It'll be a good one. As I mentioned, Erin Mapson, this is the 2nd week in a row that she's won pole vault. She's doing outstanding. She's a 4-time NAI All-American. She cleared a season best of 12 feet, 1.5 inches this last meet. She's just outstanding, and I'm excited to see her compete at nationals and just see how well she does. I mean, we have a great pole vault team as well, but we're going to move on, continuing with All-Americans. All-American Mario Ybarra wrestled his first match of 2022, and it was a good one. He won both of his matches, but not just him. Concordia went to the GPAC duels in Sioux City, Iowa. They ended up going 1-2 on the day, but that's okay. You know, we're getting better, but 2-1 would have been great. We lost to Northwestern College 24-15. We lost to Briarcliff University 28-12. And then we were able to pick it up and just not get down on ourselves and defeat Jamestown 27-17. As I mentioned, Mario Ybarra wrestled in his first match since, I guess, 2021. He won his match 3-1 against Northwestern. And the other 2 winners against Northwestern were Hunter Weimer and Jacob Teals. Both of those last 2 wrestlers, Weimer and Teals, ended up pinning their opponents, getting those 6 points for Concordia. As for the Briarcliff duel, Mario Ybarra won that match as well. He won 6-2. The other wrestlers that won were Isaiah Burks. He won 8-4. Timothy Huber, he won 4-3. And Jacob Teals won in sudden victory overtime, 3-1. That was a great match to watch. I really wish I could have gone there to just watch our guys wrestle because they're starting to pick it up. And with Ybarra coming back this 2022 season, he has great leadership, and Teals made it to nationals last year. It's just great to see them starting to kind of pick it up a little bit, as we could see them pick it up greatly against Jamestown. Ybarra did not wrestle in that duel. We had 7 wins out of 10. Those wins went to Isaac Agabin. He got the fall in the 3rd period. Javine Skadoris at 149 also got a fall in the 3rd period. So those 2 guys really They really showed up and showed out. Tavoris Smith ended up winning 10-6. Isaiah Burks pinned his guy in the first period. Timothy Huber also got the win. He won 7-3. Hunter Wirma, we mentioned him a little earlier. He won his match 8-3. And that was the last win for Concordia. But, you know, we didn't need those last two because we were already too far ahead for Jamestown to come back. But, I mean, as I said, they're starting to pick it up a little bit. The first two duels were a little rough. But then we just come back against Jamestown and ended up with three pins and multiple wins. None of them were major wins. We're getting on the right foot. Next up for the wrestling team, they will host York College on Thursday, February 3rd. This is Concordia's senior night, so they will be honoring our seniors at 7 p.m. inside Friedrich Arena. Concordia kind of has a little bit of a grudge going on with York College, as we lost to York College twice last season. They defeated us in our opening duel at York College, and then they came into our house and they beat us again. You know, I went to both of those duels, and let's just say we have something to prove. I would hope that we show up and show out and just really dominate. They took over the duel and they kind of dominated, but I'm looking forward to this one, and I'm looking for revenge. Hopefully they are too. As I said, that is senior night, so show up and show out for our seniors and just support them. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening. Follow me on CUNE Kubski on Instagram and on Twitter at Kubski. Email me any questions, comments, concerns that you guys might have or just want to talk, really, at CUNEKubski@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Bye. Maybe that's a red flag. Leave it on red. Think about me trying to be big.